Now let's have a look at jobs. What Darren is looking at jobs for us today. What have you got for us, Darren?
I have 6 jobs in total, Keith. We're going to start with Halcon Steel. Currently have 2 positions to fill at their premises in Tuam. A general operative 8 to 5, Monday to Friday. Forklift license preferred but not essential. Also a part-time delivery driver, class 2 license essential. Applications to info@halconsteel.ie for the attention of Gavin. Busy paving company seeking experienced paver and roller operators, Screed and Rakeman. Their own transport will be needed. Experience is essential. Top rates paid. Email CV to m.duffy@mortimerquarries.com. The Schoolware Centre Point Lisbon Industrial Estate are looking for a sales assistant. You must have the ability to sell and provide customer service. Previous retail experience an advantage but not necessary. Minimum of 24 hours per week. Candidates must be available for weekdays and weekends. Email info@theschoolwarecentre.ie or call 091-755-515. Elegance Hair Salon or more requires a senior stylist with 3 to 5 years experience. Must be confident in all aspects of hairdressing, friendly and professional. To apply, call 086-306-8821 or email your CV to miriam.barry1@gmail.com. Brennan Electrical require qualified electricians and apprentice electricians for work all around Galway. Immediate start. Contact Bernard on 087-242-8558 for more information. And finally, Ashford Castle and the Lodge at Ashford Castle are hosting an on-site career fair on the 27th of September from 9:30am to 4:30pm. We are looking for team members to fill positions in accommodation, food and beverage, kitchen and pastry, the spa, front of house, retail, sales and reservations. Walk-in appointments available or to book a session, email humanresources@ashfordcastle.com. And if you need any phone numbers or email addresses, please call our reception on 091-770077, search #GoweJobs on social media or go to goebfm.ie/jobspot.
Thank you for that, Darren. Let's do this and this.
Galway Bay FM Sports News in association with Western Motors. Ahead of the game when it comes to Volkswagen in Galway. VolkswagenGalway.ie.
Now let's have a quick look at the weekend ahead, Darren. It's going to be a busy weekend in Gaelic Games. I was talking to Ollie about this earlier on.
Yeah. Sorry, Keith. Yes, indeed. It's the final round of group matches in the Senior Football Championship. Well, we also have 4 quarterfinals in Intermediate, so massive for all clubs. If I just start first, Keith, with the Intermediate Football Championship quarterfinals, and we'll have a lot of live coverage of those games over the weekend. Of course, it's down now to knockout football, and these teams trying to get that cherished spot in Senior next year. Dunmore McHale's just missed out on a victory last year to Nivana Lettermore. They take on Kilkerran Clonburn. They have built up a bit of momentum despite not having Shane Walsh this year, and that's on in Tuam Stadium on Saturday at 3 o'clock. And at the same time in Pearse Stadium, Éilean Aran, another team playing very, very well at the moment and looking good, going up against Micheál Brannock. Micheál Brannock, a team that would be one of the favourites at the start. They, I suppose, laboured to qualify. They got a draw against Caltra at the last day to get through in scoring difference, and Tygo Curran's team will be looking for much improved performance there. And then the game I'll be going to in Minna on Saturday is St Brendan's against Cora Fenn. St Brendan's, another team playing well. They maximum points in their group, 3 good victories for them. They did the same last year before getting beaten in the quarterfinals. They're up against Cora Fenn, and while it's Cora Fenn's second team, you can never write them off as well, and that could be one of the games off the weekend. And then finally in the intermediate side, Keith, if we go to Sunday, Glenmady, who've probably been the form team, I know I've said form an awful lot already, have probably been the form team this year, go up against Kilconnelly, that, you know, sitting there in the long grass as well. 3 o'clock in Tuam Stadium on Sunday, a game we'll have live with Tommy Devan and Kevin Dwyer, so we'll know our 4 intermediate football semi-finalists by Sunday. That draw taking place around 5:15 on Sunday at halftime in the senior match between Cora Fenn and Tuam Stars. And I'm just going to go to senior for a bit now. I won't spend too long at this, Keith, because we could do nearly the whole hour talking about all the ramifications for the teams here. But there's many teams there fighting for positions. We know that Montbellier Maillat, that Maquillan and Saltine Knockara are guaranteed their places into the knockout stages. Cora Fenn are looking good too. They've 3 wins from 4 games and a very, very healthy scoring difference and should be good there. Well, Clare Galway also effectively true, but even if we were listening to the Over the Line Extra GA podcast with Ollie and Sean this week, Tuam Stars can't afford to slip too much. Now, they'll be aiming Kevin Reedy's team to try and get a result. They were disappointing the last day against Mark Quillen. If they suffered a heavy defeat, they'd leave themselves very, very vulnerable. We have 3 groups. The top 2 from each group qualify for the knockout stages. Then the 2 best third place teams, and that's where the calculators could be coming out around Sunday evening to work work out exactly the eight teams that are through. And a downer up against Barna on Sunday as well. And that's a big game for both teams because it's the game for third place in Group 2. Barna, if they win, they'll get to 5 points. It mightn't be good enough, but then again, results could fall their way. It's a big one for Annadown. They lost their opening two games of the championship to Mount Bellion Willock and Saltin Nottnacara. They'll be looking for a healthy scoring difference there as well, and that'll be a big game. But as I mentioned all that, of course, Corrifin and Tuam Stars, a repeat of the 2019 county final that went to a replay. That's going to be a big ticket in itself. I've discussed that. Group 3 has been definitely the most interesting of the groups in the championship so far, and very, very tight. I think it's 4 points separate first from bottom, and again, it's all about qualification. But not just that as well, Keith. We have bottom two teams in each of these three groups go into the relegation playoffs. We know Anspiedale are going to be one of those teams. They play Uachtaráid on Sunday anyway. Uachtaráid will be looking to try and get up to fourth place and keep themselves safe. They have Annaleth and Moore knocking around there as well. But just going back to that group three, we've Milltown against Clare Galway, we've St. Michael's against Monavay Abbey, and we've Killannon against Carlostrán, all at 5 o'clock on Saturday. The game in Kenny Park between Milltown and Clare Galway, our own Ollie Turner will be there. That's a top of the table clash. The winner of that game will be in the quarterfinals, pretty much there or thereabouts. But of course, and again, I won't go into it too long because it will be ages at it. St. Michael's against Monavay Abbey. Monavay Abbey can't qualify for the quarterfinals, but they can save themselves in relegation. St. Michael's, a victory for them should be good enough. Carlostrán are sitting there in fourth place of the group. They lose to Killannon in Pierce Stadium. They could find themselves in relegation. If they win, the door could open up to get them into the quarterfinals. So there's an awful lot going on as well, Keith. And just want to mention very, very quickly the intermediate relegation semi-finals on Sunday. These are playoffs to avoid the round robin. Important game for all four clubs involved. Both games at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Headford against Oranmore Mary. That is in Corrifin. John Paul O'Connell will be there for us. And Williamstown against Killarearan in Milltown. Jonathan Higgins will be there for us. The winners of those games will be safe in intermediate for 2023. The losers will join St. Gabriel's and Mauchquillan in the round robin, where two teams go down this year. So it's getting, it's take a term from Alex Ferguson, squeaky bum time for these teams.
It's getting difficult, so it is altogether from there. Quickly looking at a few other issues, including golf there today. How's Leona Maguire doing?
Well, the golf is our live sport at the moment, and after a bad start yesterday, she got herself up and going. She had an early bogey this morning. Now she's currently in joint sixth on 6 under par after 10 holes, so she's keeping herself in the mix. Christine Wolfe from Austria is the current leader on day two of the Women's Irish Open. The first time in 10 years, Keith, that we've had the Women's Irish Open. It's in Dromoland Castle, and absolutely brilliant to have it back as well. So it's setting up nicely because, well, I mentioned Leona Maguire, and that's what we'll be keeping an eye on. The top 10 are all within 3 shots of each other at the moment. It is only day two. There'll be a lot of moving done between now and the weekend, but Leona Maguire is certainly in the mix.
And looking Connacht to that with the Stormers indeed, 1 o'clock tomorrow as well. Live commentary from William Davies and Galway BFM here. That's a
and live commentary from a Galway BFM reporter down in South Africa watching the match as well, which I think is a big moment for us here in the radio station. William Davies is down there. Connacht are playing 2 matches over the next week. They play the Bulls next Friday. But look, last Saturday was a very disappointing opening against Ulster. I know yourself and Ollie were talking about that on Monday. The Stormers are the defending United rugby champions. The South African teams are really growing into this competition as well. But Connacht have all their big names back as well, including Bundiaki as well. They have a few injuries to, you know, that's going to affect. Look, it's a tough start for them in this campaign. You don't want to be playing catch up. They'll really go there. They've only played once ever before, these two teams. Connacht beat the Stormers 19-17 back in February in the sports ground. And if we can get a result out of that game tomorrow, then Connacht's season can fully get up and running.
Tell you one thing, I'm worn out listening to you to so much sport on this weekend. And we haven't got as far as the rowing as well. I know Katie O'Brien is.
And I just want to mention that, Keith, because I know we're tight in time as well. Like, you know, it's been for the Irish rowing team in general at the World Championship. I think we've 8 boats in finals overall. And Katie O'Brien in the singles today around midday is the first in there as well. We wish Katie the very, very best of luck. And R7 Stephen McGowan will be in the doubles. I think that's tomorrow as well. And of course, Afri Kyo and Fiona Murta from Galway, the women's 4 team from the Olympics, are back together. They're in the final as well. I think that's tomorrow too. Great a week for Irish rowing so far, but of course on the Galway side of things we have 4 competitors there, and we certainly hope that we have medals and maybe a few gold ones, Keith, when we're talking on Monday.
Will you bring them in if we are? Just
I'll do my best.
Bring them in.
I'll do my best. Well, I can't bring them directly from the Czech Republic on Monday, but
you can do everything. So
I'll give it a lash, like.
All right, Darren, thanks for joining us. Do stay tuned throughout the weekend. I'm just looking at the sports schedule here. I mean, to be honest, it's just fantastic, and well done to all involved in that. Quick commercial break. We're back just after these. We've quite a bit to come between now and midday.
Galway Talks in association with Tesco. Tesco Tomb now open.
Hey, very good morning to you. Welcome on into today's programme. Let me go to Gerry Strong, who joins me on the line today, because they're having a very special event, the Agricultural Show. He's in Ballinasloe this weekend, and Gerard joins me on the line. Dr. Strong, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Finnegan. And before we start, may I congratulate you on your award. I believe you will now be referred to as Sir Keith Finnegan in the Hall of Fame, along with the likes of Gayborn and other big names.
Thank you much. Thank you. No, and in fairness, it's only you, Gerry, that I'm asking to call me sir, because, you know, we've the lineage that there, the DNA between us is far from royalty.
Of course, Keith.
Listen to me, the Agricultural Show in full bloom this weekend in Ballinasloe.
We're back with a bang with our 183rd annual Agricultural Show in Ballinasloe Showgrounds. Now, Keith, Ballinasloe Showgrounds is one of the few showgrounds purpose-built left in Ireland, run by a group of trustees. And Ballinasloe Hearts and Agriculture Show manage the showgrounds and run it, and run a lot of events in it throughout the year. And one of them is our famous agricultural show, which is on next Sunday. We have a huge amount of things in it. We have five All-Irelands, Keith. We have the All-Ireland final of the Connemara three-year-old filly and mayor of the future. The Irish Draft Colt Foal Championship Final, the Irish Draft Filly Foal Championship Final, the All-Ireland Mare Donkey Final, and the All-Ireland Irish Native Breed Dog Championship. We also have in-hand and ridden horses and ponies, cattle and sheep, and a very special dog show at 2 o'clock with 17 classes, which is sponsored by Wags and Tails, who have a shop in Ballinasloe, Loughrea and Roscommon. And we are promised a very fine day, because we're very lucky, Keith. Our chairman, John Harney, is 60 years in Ballinasloe Show involved with it. Wow. He has served as chairman three times, secretary numerous occasions. He was ably and is ably joined by his younger brother, who was 50 years done. Father Christy McCormick, who you know pretty well and is well known in the show associations all over Ireland, has promised me he has a direct line with the man above and promised a fine day for us on Sunday.
And what time will it be starting at, Gerry, can I ask you? And are tickets available in advance?
The gates open at 9 o'clock and the first show starts, first judging starts at 11 o'clock in Ring 1, which is for show ponies and ridden ponies. In Ring 2, we'll have the All-Ireland starting at 11 o'clock. Ring 3, especially for Connemaras, at 11 o'clock. Ring 4 is riding horses, starting at 11. Ring 5 is the young horses. And ring 6 is the working hunter, which will start at 12 o'clock. And the cattle and sheep judging will start at 12 as well. The dog show is starting at 2 o'clock. We have free parking in the Fair Green Abandoned Store, which again is one of the few towns in Ireland with a huge open space area like that in the centre of the town, which is a fabulous amenity. And we have to thank Galway County Council for letting us use that. We are very lucky, Keith. We have over 150 sponsors. And I was speaking to John about 15 minutes ago, and he told me we had 100% success rate in Ballinasloe. Nobody refused to help us. That's unbelievable in this day and age.
And do you reckon because of the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic that there's this hunger for people to help you and to be present and just to enjoy the day?
Yeah, people really missed it. Because we're a rural based town, as you know, people love these shows. They love the agriculture show. They love coming in to meet people and looking at the horses and judging the horses and judging the cattle and the sheep and seeing what Keith Finnegan is bringing and what Gerry Strong is bringing in. And they really love it. To be honest with you, Keith, I don't know whether you've ever seen the All-Irelands being judged in Ballinasloe, but it goes on for a few hours and there's huge crowds and people pick their own horses. And when the guy or girl wins that All-Ireland and they get the sash and the red rosette from Ballinasloe, it's better than winning a crown in the Rose of Tralee.
Of course, yeah, for
them. They love it. They love it. And you can see the joy in them. It's not about money. It's about their horse being the best. And we're very lucky because the Irish Show Association the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Rural Affairs and Horse Sport Ireland have all helped us over the years, because our show grounds takes a lot of money to keep it going, Keith. We're lucky. We have a man that looks after the logistics of it, Peter O'Connor, and it's open 364 days a year for schooling horses and other events that go on. There's a couple of other shows that run during the summer. We run a spring league and a winter league. And we're lucky, the people that are involved, there's two or three people that really put the shoulder to the wheel. And they keep that going throughout the year, John and Peter and other people. And then we have a group of volunteers that are unbelievable. They come in there, they work away all day next Sunday, not a word out. Absolutely love it, love it. And it's split. This is the great thing, Keith, because as you know, Ballinasloe is based on the Galway-Roscommon border, and we are Galway-Ballinasloe is Galway, but half the volunteers are in the Roscommon side and half them are in the Ballinasloe side. We actually have a fence that we got made a couple of years ago. Half it is the Roscommon colours and half it is the Galway colours. And that'll be on display on Sunday as well.
Ah, good, good, good. So it's a huge amount of work has gone in. I'd say they'll be ready to sleep tonight and tomorrow night.
Keith, you know the cost of putting a show like this together? It's for every show, like you have the Loch Ray show and the Mount Byers and all these. It costs about 20,000 to put this show together. And without our sponsors and without the backing of the Irish Show Association and the Department of Agriculture and all these other people, we would not be able to run these shows. This is voluntary. Nobody's getting paid out of this.
Yeah, nobody's making a penny out of it.
No, but it's great for the area, it's great for the people there, and it gets them out after COVID and put all that behind us, and let's move forward. And hopefully when Ukraine war is over, things will get better again. Because Ballinasloe is blooming at the moment. It looks fabulous. I know you paid a visit to it a couple of months ago and you were very impressed with the way the town is looking, but it looks fabulous at the moment.
Mm. Keep up the good work, and thanks indeed for joining us today, Jerry. And good, enjoy Sunday. It's the most important thing. And
Keith, before you disappear, I want to say a special thanks to four good friends of ours that have looked after us over the years. Dave O'Connell, Frank Fowler and Kieran Rabbit and the Connacht Tribune. They've been absolutely unbelievable to Ballinasloe show. They've given us all the publicity they can, and we really owe them a debt of gratitude. We want to thank them personally on the radio, because nobody ever thanks them. They do a huge amount of work in the background.
It's true.
And yourself.
It's true.
And we're looking forward to you calling down on Sunday.
Do you know what? I wouldn't rule it out, or I wouldn't rule it in. Depends on what duties have been sent my way when I look at the notice board and I get home. But
maybe you might bring Katie with one of her nice cakes. We love them cakes on Facebook. Just one of them would be beautiful now to have. One of them is new ones she makes.
It's her birthday weekend, so I don't know what she's doing. But you know her well enough to pick up the phone and ring her and ask her for a birthday cake, Dr. Strong, so you do. But thank you, Dee, for joining us today on the programme. As you heard on local news at 11 o'clock there, following an awful lot of work by Breda Crehan Roach and many others, St. Brendan's daycare services to reopen on Monday in the Loch Ray Hotel and Spa. And Deputy Kieran Cannon and Mogi Maher indeed have put a huge amount of work into this with Breda Crehan Roach. Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
Yourself and Mogi have worked tirelessly together and very closely on this.
We have, but the vast majority of the credit is due to the HSC, the people you mentioned, the people who work at management level, both inside and outside of the hospital, who have been working tirelessly to try and find an alternative. They were deeply disappointed, as was each and every one of us, to have to reduce and ultimately close the service as a result of that HICWA inspection through nobody's fault. HICWA just determined that the people who live permanently in St. Brendan's needed more space to themselves, and that space had to be taken from the existing daycare facility. So then we had to go looking for an alternative. So two things are happening in parallel, Keith. That new temporary service is opening on Monday next in the Loch Ray Hotel. It'll be in the Loch Ray Hotel every Monday, Tuesday and Thursday. And then the existing service that was happening in St. Brendan's on the Wednesday will remain at St. Brendan's on Wednesday. So as of from Monday, we'll have a four-day service, which gives us the capacity to serve 86 people every week. And you know, Keith, you've had numerous engagements from people and their relatives and families all over East Galway, for whom this service was an absolute lifeline. It was a chance for them to get together, socialise, maybe have some minor medical procedures taking place. So all of that is going to happen now in the Loch Ray Hotel. And I'm very grateful also to the management of Loch Ray Hotel and indeed to Pat McDonough, who took a personal interest in this himself and ensured that whatever services and whatever changes were needed to allow the hotel to provide the service would happen in the shortest possible time frame. So it's a very positive development, Keith. And Mogi and I have been working alongside the HSE. A good number of options were looked at. And again, thanks to all of those groups, they'll know who they are, who again welcome the HSE into their facilities to do inspections. And ultimately, I think the best decision was taken here to have the service in that hotel that is right in Loughrea town, serving the people who live in the town and indeed a huge hinterland in East Galway. It's ready-made. I mean, they have the facilities there to be able to support large groups of people and to provide a very high quality of catering as well, which is exactly what the HSE were looking for. So it's very positive, Keith. And also, and it's important that people are aware that alongside that and then parallel to that, the HSE are now working to repurpose, reimagine, redesign an existing building on the St. Brendan's campus to become the replacement and permanent daycare service. And that work is ongoing with a local charity called the Topping Trust, who are going to partner with the HSE using the legacy of an amazing woman called Nora Topping to invest in that facility and create a state-of-the-art daycare facility that everybody can be very proud of. That's going to take between design and planning and construction, probably about a year to a year and a half. And in the interim, we'll be looking at the Loughrea Hotel as that temporary facility. So there's a lot of work ongoing, Keith. But as you know, this service that is now operating and will be operating from Monday in the hotel, it had to be inspected, it had to be licensed, it had to be deemed to be fit for purpose. And all of that work takes time. Nobody was shirking their responsibility here. It was an incredibly difficult thing to get over the line. And now that it is over the line, every one of the service users and indeed their families will be very pleased with the outcome.
I'm delighted because we were getting calls from family members and staff members and extended family members. It had thrown, the pandemic had thrown stuff into chaos. But then when you're coming out of the pandemic and they were holding on for daycare to come back, but now it's back and it's in the Loughrea Hotel. And I'm led to believe, indeed, from speaking to somebody as was travelling yesterday, that it is the intention of the HSE to identify a site and to have a purpose-built daycare centre up and running in the next couple of years as well. But in the meantime, the Loughrea Hotel is fulfilling that obligation.
It is. It is, Keith. And, you know, when the HSE first approached the hotel and they became aware of the need for the provision of this facility, as I said, they bent over backwards. They did everything that could possibly be required of them to make it happen in the shortest possible time frame. So I'm very grateful to them for that cooperation and that support.
All right. Deputy Kieran Cannon, thank you for joining us today on the programme. And again, just to notify, we did try and contact your colleague, Mogi Maher, as well. But I do believe he's tied up with other duties today. But we have to note the work that Mogi has put in tirelessly. And no more than Kieran took a fair bit of abuse from people when he wasn't delivering. But when you're not in the driving seat and can't deliver, I do know that Breida Crehan Roach put a lot of time into this to try and get this to where it is today with the announcement that it starts again on Monday. And thank you to all involved. And I hope that come Monday, the 26th of September, that those who need that home care service will just acknowledge the likes of Kieran, the likes of Mogi, the staff indeed who will be present from St. Brendan's, the staff in the hotel, but the staff of the HSE, the likes of Breida Crehan Roach, who don't get adequate praise for the work that they do diligently 24/7, because it's not an 8-hour day in that organisation at all. And more than when we were talking to the Brunswick Charity Director of Services yesterday, he sent me on all the details. But it's just, healthcare is fairly well a thankless job at this stage because we're all given out about it. And there's little that we can do about it as people who sit in a radio studio or sit at home or whatever we do, whatever job we're doing. We're kind of in the hands of the gods, the lap of the gods at that stage. You kind of hope that you'll never need the service, but when you need the service, we hope that you get the service that you want. But it's just really and truly, I've heard some horror stories, I've heard some excellent stories, and I've spoken to some clinicians recently that would kind of just re-energise you when it comes to healthcare in this country. And then I came across another situation where a surgeon can't operate because the surgeon has no theatre space, and yet the waiting lists are getting longer in his field, but he can't do it because they don't have staff. It's nobody's fault, they don't have staff to go into the theatre so that he can knock some people off his list. That's a terrible thing to say. Give them a quality of life. But he can't do it because the staff are just not there. So he goes in, he checks the schedule, Can he operate? Has he adequate amount of staff to do it, to man or to person a theatre? And if he doesn't, that person is left and they have to come back another day. It's very tough. 11:37.
Galway Talks in association with Tesco Home Delivery. Shop from the comfort of your home and we'll deliver at a time that suits you.
Hey, very good morning. So welcome on into today's programme. Kevin Healy joins me from the Galway Comedy Festival. Tickets went on sale and Kevin joins me on the line. Yeah, Kevin, I believe the ticket sales are going extremely well for the Comedy Festival, Galway Comedy Festival.
Yeah, we went on sale last Friday, so just a week ago this morning, and there's 5,500 tickets sold already, so we're delighted. It's the best year we've ever had, the best start we've ever had.
I think the hunger is there for a bit of comedy, do you know that? And
We have been starved for too long. We've been all cooped up in our houses for too long, and it's time to get out and have a laugh.
What are the big sellers? I know you've got the likes of Davro, Bobby Davro, you've Rory Stories, Earl O'Hanlon, Deirdre O'Kane, Joe Rooney, and many others. But what are the ones that are selling quickly for you now?
The biggest seller was Tommy Tiernan again.
Why am I not surprised?
Sold out two nights in Leisureland in the first few days. I think in the first day or so. Unfortunately, we don't have any more time for Tommy during the festival or any more space for him, but I will be adding some dates in December in Leisureland. People can catch up on that on roshandove.net. But other than Tommy Tiernan, I mean, there's tickets selling across the board for acts like Dylan Moran, Ardal O'Hanlon, Deirdre O'Kane is flying out. The Fawlty Towers dining experience is back in the Galmont Hotel. It's so much fun. It's dinner and a show and it's chaos and it's just great crack. And that we have three shows from Fawlty Towers. They're doing Friday night, Saturday night and a Sunday lunch. The Sunday lunch is all ages and it is really good fun for all the family.
You brought the Fawlty Towers team, it must have been last year or the year, whenever it was last.
A couple of years ago we brought them into here,
into studio and... even the body language between the two of them was just quite amazing.
Yeah, they've done so many shows together over the years. Obviously, it's got nothing to do with the TV show other than it's a parody of it. They are actors. It's not really Manuel and Basil and Sybil. But they have been doing it for about 15 years now in Edinburgh and in Australia and all around the UK and Ireland. They've done over 600 shows in Ireland, and they've sold out the majority of those.
Wow!
I mean,
wow.
it's just such fun.
Wow! Well, it's
everything from 8-year-olds to 96-year-olds.
So the dates for the Comedy Festival this year then, running from?
It's the 25th of October to the 31st, so it's a week long festival over the October Bank Holiday weekend. There's 63 shows, over 100 performers, and something around 18,000 tickets on sale.
And are you bringing in Spiegel tent, or are you just using...
There's no Spiegel tent this year. We don't have Vodafone anymore. We don't have Vodafone's money. We over the pandemic, we parted ways with our sponsor. We're now just the Galway Comedy Festival, supported by Bulmers and a few smaller sponsors. But we don't have the money necessary to go into Air Square and build a village.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're extensively using all the existing venues available to us in Galway. We're using Leisureland, the Black Box, the Town Hall, the Galmont, the Roisin, the King's Head, the Hiveyard Theatre, the Loft at Seven. I think there's 17 venues in total. We're even doing open top bus tours with the comedians. I mean, we're basically using if you have a garage, Keith, we'll put a show on in your garage when you drive your car out.
If I had a garage to pull my car out of, would be wonderful.
Exactly.
So anything and everything is possible as usual with the Comedy Festival running from the 28th of October to the 31st. And you're going to be
25th. One full week, yeah.
25th. I can't read my own writing.
We're going to be
bringing
something like 8,000 people into the town, filling every hotel and B&B and pub and restaurants, and it really is a big boost in the shoulder season for the city.
Good stuff.
And we're delighted to be doing it.
All right. God knows who you'll be rolling into as Kevin this year, but they're all welcome, so they are. But thanks for joining us.
Tell them the website, Keith. What? Don't forget to tell them the website. GalwayComedyFestival.ie. There you'll find all the tickets and information you need.
GalwayComedyFestival.ie. And Tommy Tiernan for Leisureland is sold out, so no point in ringing Kevin.
There'll be an announcement on RoisinDove.net next week.
All right. Thanks, Kevin, for joining us today. Got an email in relation to the difficulties that the hotel industry are having when it comes to costs. And they've put a very strong lobbying campaign together, so they have. John Ryan, who's the local chair of the Irish Hotels Federation, joins me on the line today. And he joins me online too. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Huge challenges. And you're asking the government in this forthcoming budget to basically sit down and listen to the industry.
Absolutely, Kate. I'm not sure they're aware of how serious things have got. I know energy is a worldwide issue and it's a household issue for people all over Ireland. If you even look it up this morning, Flowgas have decided in October to put up their gas prices by 27%, and I think their electricity prices for households by another 17%. Yeah. In my case, and I'll just tell you my own story, and this is reflected right through the whole industry, I'm looking at a 400% increase in my gas price and a 300% increase in my electricity price. So for my business, I will go from combined, I suppose, if you put them together, I will go from 15,000 to 20,000 euro a month increase or in wage or gas costs, I should say, and electricity costs to plus 60,000. And that's coming off the back of the summer, which is the least usage. And we're going into a winter of, we don't know where these prices are going. Hotels across the country can't get contracts from our utilities. And it's going to be a serious, serious business problem. And that's on top of, we're looking at linen costs have gone up 30%, food costs have gone up 22%, beverage costs have gone up 12%. So it's this storm that's coming down for this winter and the next 12 months. And we know this will go away eventually. It'll all come back to normal. But really, from an immediate point of view, we're looking for the government for some serious support to help the industry and help all businesses through Ireland to weather this huge storm. You know, so I suppose measures to mitigate the impact of these financial supports of some sort to with continuity grants, you know, and, you know, even increase the grants to enable hotels to become as sustainable and low carbon as possible. I mean, it's almost impossible to access grants to make us more efficient. And even now, if you look at it, solar energy panels grants are being discontinued, right? So that's just a bizarre situation.
It's a crazy situation,
You look in the UK, they're capping energy bills at, I think, about 50%. And at the same time, there's all this chatter about increasing the VAT to 13.5% when people won't even have the cash to pay their energy bills. So, I mean, I have a very strong business. I know we will survive this, but it's going to be difficult. But there's many, many small businesses around this country who are going to have a really very, very difficult time in surviving this winter.
But John, you've come in off a difficult 2 years pandemic. And then you're kind of coming up the curve from there and had a successful enough summer, and all of a sudden then those type of figures that you're talking about when it comes to electricity, gas, and then utilities bills, I mean, it's hard to do a business plan forecasting for any hospitality industry business with those type of, you know, unforeseen costs coming.
Yeah, it's impossible. You know, you're right. You know, Galway is a tremendous destination, as you well know, and we've had a very successful summer. But you know, if you look at the occupancies that are forecast now, household increase. There's a real uncertainty in the country, and people's disposable income is absolutely decreasing, and that's what we depend on to drive our businesses. So people are going to be looking at what they're going to be doing over the winter. So even from forecasting from an income point of view, it's quite difficult. But not knowing what your bill really is going to be next month for gas and electricity, or when we go into December and January, it puts people in an impossible position. So the government have to give people of our industry and of the people of Ireland some sort of certainty in how we're going to be able to manage this. You know, and we're just asking them to support us through. And the government were excellent during the pandemic. Really, they deserve great praise for supporting our industry. But now this wave, this next emergency is affecting the whole country. So they need to be very strong in the supports that they come forward to support us and make sure we get through this again, you know.
All right. Well, John, just fingers crossed for everybody else. You have a strong business model, as you said there, and but others out there might just be finding it that are finding it very difficult from there. John, keep strong. Thanks for joining us. We'll come back to it again next week on the program. And again, if you want to get anything into us, comments at galwaybfm.ie, by the way, is what I would like you to email over the weekend. On Monday morning, we have a full program already for Monday morning, so join us for that as well. I want to acknowledge, by the way, I've got loads of cards since the announcement on Tuesday week. I've been inducted into the Hall of Fame. Loads of cards and just lovely letters coming left, right and centre. So to everyone who sent it in, thank you. I got a lovely note indeed from my old alma mater indeed. Dear Keith, on behalf of the Board of Management of St. Joseph's Patrician College, the BISH here in Galway, I'd like to congratulate you on the occasion of your induction into the IMRO Radio Hall of Fame Awards. This significant achievement was noted by the board at their meeting on Monday, September the 19th. We always like to follow the progress of our past pupils. Yours sincerely, John Madden, Secretary to the Board of Management. John, thank you indeed for that. And that came in the post today, dated the 20th of September. And I was actually thinking to a former teacher who turned out to be a great friend of mine, I have to say, within St. Joseph's College. And he became a very good friend when I left school, and he was a good mentor in there. But he was of the opinion that I was never going anywhere. And he used to say to me, not at least once a month, what you need now to do is go up to McCambridge's and apply to get a job as a delivery man, and they'll give you a bicycle from there. We laughed about it quite a bit since then. He and I, he's no longer with us. We did laugh about it quite a bit. And I suppose the moral of the story is really with education and otherwise, you just don't know where you're going to end up. You don't know what path in life that you're going to go on. But certainly the path in life that I've gone on, I'm thoroughly enjoying it from there. So thank you to John and all the team in the BISH. And I had a lovely, great childhood and great education in there. So past and present, I thank them for that. By the way, apologies, there was a little bit of a glitch on air this morning. Just there was a major piece of equipment based on a mountain that decided just to malfunction. And City Frequency was off the air for a little bit this morning. But apparently quite a few people have been calling saying they went to sleep with me last night and they woke up with me this morning and I was gone. Typical of a man, some lady said. I went to bed with my wife last night. And I got up, she was still there, and I got up again. So I'm delighted that you go to bed with me at night time. And I'm sorry if I'm not there in the morning time, but it won't happen again, I promise you. That's it for this week, though. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so. And comments at Galway BFM. I thought that was a funny statement to make when the lady rang in to Trace and said, we went to bed with them last night, not just one, a few. And when we got up this morning, he was gone. If you want to get in contact with us, comments at galwaybfm.ie is what you can just email into during the weekend. And the competition winner, I didn't, darn, where did I put it? Oh, darn, I have it here. Oh, darn, is on the ball today. Competition winner in association with Peter Murphy Electrical, and just pretend there's a roll of the drums, and we're going to read it right now for you. And it is the following: the winner of the Aces laptop is Rita Monaghan, Kilcreest in Loughrea. Congratulations, Rita, you've won yourself, courtesy of Peter Murphy Expert Electrical in the Westside Shopping Centre, that beautiful new Aces laptop. It's all yours, and enjoy it. You might let us know who you're going to give it to. Are you going to use it yourself? Are you going to give it to a student? Are you going to become a student yourself, Rita? Congratulations on that. That is it for this week. We're back to live from Studio One Monday morning. Darren produced today. Thrace took all of your comments. From yours truly, Keith Finnegan. Enjoy your weekend. If you're out and about, don't forget the Clifton Arts Festival continues this weekend. Loads on out there. Des Lally, Brendan, all the team will look after you. So if you're going that way, just enjoy it. Have a good weekend. We will talk to you Monday. Bye-bye now.